I encourage to listen the first part because I'm gonna continue what I started last Sunday, and I want to extend. So today I'm gonna say three things to extend, to understand more what I want to say. Gospel of Matthew 19, there is a scripture that says, first you seek the God's kingdom and his righteousness and everything else. So you see, everything else shall be added. And then the other was Philippians, Book of Philippians, the testimony of Apostle Paul. He said, I had everything, but when I met God, living God, on a journey to Damascus, I understood, but that's what I was saying, that it's life. It's not life. It's like rubbish. And my opinion is completely different to life when I met a living God, and he speaks in other scriptures, and other people who met face to face with God, they started to understand that everything that the unbelievers live for, riches and beauty and spiritual gifts and all that we were writing last Sunday, what we need to strive for, it won't bring you satisfaction to your soul. Only his presence makes us alive. And this is all that shall be at. So you shouldn't compare yourself to others. Do you have a family or not? Do you have a money or not? Or you have this education or not? You shouldn't compare to others by this. And this is freedom. Today, I want to speak. What does it mean? Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. I want to extend it a bit more today. First, to know God in all the situations and to keep the faith till the end. Those things shall be at. As it said, don't worry about those things. It shall be at to you, and all your prayers about those things. In the book of Jacob 4, James 4, it said, you ask, you pray, and you don't receive. Why? Am I angry or spare on anything, short on anything? But you build a life on a lie. You think that when you have a wife, when you have a children, then you will be happy, then you will be important. But it says, it says you are not unfaithful. And he has a husband or wife, but they think that about the adulterous people. And you think that with other wife, other person's wife, you will be happier. So this all things that shall be added, and you say, God bless me, my desire to be in a government, and then I will be successful. We don't say, but this is in our hearts. And you ask, and then you don't receive, and then you get angry. But you ask to fulfill your desires. Don't you know that if you are friends with the worldly things, you become the enemy of God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Scripture says that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us. You're running to all the lovers, but your real life, your real husband longs for you. The Spirit, God's Spirit longs for you. This is what it speaks in the Scripture. I don't know if you were left by your wife or husband, rejected, maybe friends or, but it's always painful. And when we read in the Gospel of Matthew, it doesn't say that is something wrong with the things that shall be added. He said, I know that you need all those things. If you need the food, he will give the food. If you need the clothes, he will give the clothes. He is a father. He knows all your needs. He's not the prison supervisor or the strict teacher. He is, first of all, Father who knows what his children need. He knows that you live in this earth. And he knows that you need maybe family. It's all good things. But they shouldn't be put in a God's place. It could be bad things if it takes the place of God that belongs to God, to fulfillment. My husband is the best husband in earth, but he is not the one that makes me happy. And there was time that I was angry. How he doesn't understand what I need? And sometimes we put the hopes in each other, and then we sink. We wait from the person what God can bring. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And you know what happened when you get into the lie? We get in the chains and we chain the other person. Our son likes watching films, movies about insects. And if you mix these things and you think that the other person is source of your life, you are like this insect that parasites that feeds on other person, on others. We learn how to love through each other. Husbands, did you try to make your wives happy? Lift up your hands. I know that you tried. And some of the wives, maybe women, they started to cry, they manipulate. Let's go to the consultation. I'm joking. It's everything all right with the consultations. But then husbands, from this feeling of guilt, they look after their wives, that everything would be good with them. Then they try to get some things to try to make their wives happy. So now the man, raise your hand if you made your wife happy. No, what's wrong? I'm not surprised. I thought that my husband needs to make me happy, and the more he tried, the more I was unhappy, because I thought that he's not doing correct thing. The happiness doesn't come from there. Release those husbands for freedom. And all the men say, women, leave the men, let them leave into the freedom, and the men also leave the women into the freedom. Only Jesus Christ can show this importance and value of your as a person. If you want to feel as a Superman and to be strong and valuable man, don't you think like this? And she comes and says, you put your shoes in the wrong place again. And again is a query. So this is the things that shall be added. It's not the essential things. So Jesus Christ is the source of our strength. He makes us important and valuable. Then the man or woman can be expression of love. When we spend time with God, we fulfill with Him, and then we can share that love with others, with a spouse. Same with the church, when we are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We're not looking in the church. If you think that you come to the meeting and to the service and you will be fulfilled with the God, no. The people may even distract you and confuse you. But we are a church that learning to love. If we come to know God, then the people will fall into the places in the church, and we will learn how to love. The church is just the tool for the Christ's love to show in me and through me. When God's presence comes, everything falls into the places. And this is challenge. We live into the body, into the flesh, fleshly nature. Like all those adverts, buy this cream and you will be happy. And this all brings the message to you. to keep the faith till the end, to know God in all the situations, is one of the things that call the God's kingdom. When we go through the situations, and our goal is not to see even all the miracles or even that the storm would be calmed down, but the aim is to keep the faith, even if the storm would continue till the end of the life. Maybe some of the storms will never stop, and this is not the goal of our life, to everything be fallen into the places. So sooner or later we will get upset. Maybe you will say, year after year I believed in God and God didn't help me. So what does it mean to believe in God? He is faithful. And he will stay with you. But very often, to believe in God, we think that you believe in God, you think that God will do this and this and that. Like one person said, I came to the church and I believe that in the first year, God will give me a wife. And he didn't give, so I left the church. And then he came back after some time, but then he will get humble and he understood that this is not what it's about. And when he stopped seeking, the wife came, and he lives happily till now with this wife. But if you put this into the first place, or when you don't think whether you have this or not, you if you have family or not, you already completed. And if you still think that when you earn the first million, then you will be someone valuable in this life. So you still believe that this million will make you free, will set you free. So you can't look at one place and other place. If you turn your back onto the godly things, you turn into the things that shall be at. So don't say that you follow God, because you turn back on him. And you believe that those things will make you happy and valuable. We need to look differently into the situations. In the Gospel of Luke, it says, when I come back, whether I will found the faith on earth. He doesn't say whether I found a rich and great families, great churches. He said, whether I will found the faith. It's not like you pray and next day you get everything happen. If you pray and on the next day you receive the answer to your prayer, it's very easy. And God moves like this sometimes. But when you pray sometimes and situation even get worse, then you pray again and it gets worse. Then you fast and pray and everything was destroyed. Does it happen to you? What the feelings, what the thoughts came to you? You would say, first thought would be, don't you spare this for me? The goal of the devil is to make you get angry. on God through the situations. If you want to know God only through the changing situations, it's very easy to get angry on God because some of the things can not change from the outer, from the outside. The God's purpose is to free you from all your fears, from all your things that you still not free. And you can earn 1 million, and then you think it's not enough. You need another million, and then you push more, and never enough. So God's purpose is to free your heart to worship God. And in those situations, when those circumstances doesn't change, but you still break up before God and still keep with Him, that's where the faith is released, when you humble yourself before God. Because you know that He is with you in this situation, and when you go through, you can give the testimony of what God changed in your life. Houses can be destroyed after some time. Husband or wife won't live forever. They will pass away. But only God, what He will do, the revelations that He will give, experiences through going through those situations, you will keep forever. You will take it for eternity. When you go through the situations, the first question would be, what happened in your heart? What's happening? What things, God, what you are doing in this situation? What you doing in me? What you doing with my faith? Can I still say God is as He says He is? He is loving Father. He is a healer. He is provider. He is who He is. And this is the battle. It's a fight, it's a battle. And we can't look at Him and look at the circumstances or the things that shall be at. What to do when the thoughts come to leave God? How to sort out, to solve? You have to decide where you're gonna go. Are you gonna go with God, or are you gonna go with the things, other things in life? You can't jump from one to other. You have to decide where you're going. Or you need God, or you need just the things that shall be added from God. So you should be hot or cold. If you will be lukewarm, you will be throw spit from the mouth of God. You can't be there and there. It's the worst thing if you are lukewarm. And some people say, oh, God doesn't give the wife for me, so I will go out from the church to look for the wife, and you will find. So where he walked out and he didn't come back. So if you stay with God, you stay with Him, and what shall be at, you will see. The second thing, Romans 17 says, God's kingdom is not food and drink, but it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And it says, first of all, seek the God's kingdom. This is not the material things. It's a drink or food or drink, what we have. But it's joy, peace, and righteousness in His presence, in His Spirit. If we value the presence of Holy Spirit, we're going to have everything. We don't seek the emotions, but usually when there is a Holy Spirit, there is a peace, joy in Holy Spirit. When you seek the God's kingdom, most of the value for you will be peace and joy. So when we come to the things that shall be at, for example, family, husband, wife, when we seek the God's kingdom and we say something rude for our husband or wife, deep in your heart, the peace disappears. So if you look for the God's kingdom, you will do anything to get back that peace in your heart. So you will repent and you will go to say sorry, because you value God's Spirit, presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, because that's precious for you. The presence of the Holy Spirit is precious for you than you do things. What you value, there is a peace inside of your heart when you value the presence of the Holy Spirit. Some people are radical, some are not, and maybe some people say you can live together before the marriage, and it's nothing wrong. But when you seek the God's kingdom, even from the thought of this, it makes you feel bad. So if you make the decision to keep the peace and joy that comes from the Holy Spirit, other things will fall into the places. You won't fall into the temporary sex or something, desires that comes. So the decision is yours. You can't keep both. And it's sad, but sometimes we not value what is valuable, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and still we make some excuses and even prove from the Scripture that this is okay. As Apostle Paul says, you can get anything that you want, but to lose the peace, you can buy the super expensive bed, but then you don't have a peaceful sleep in that bed. And you can live in a tent and you would be the happiest person. You could have a big house. It could be good. And you could have a small house and you could have no house, but you could still be happy. and fulfilled. And this decision is in our hands. And also the children, if it's normal that when you are a couple, when you are family, when you are a couple in a marriage, you want to have a children. Maybe this is my conclusion. The purpose of the children in our life for us to learn how to love, how to grow in God. There is a difference for the parents, as for us as a parents, when the children grow. There is different levels when they grow, different challenges for the parents. This is just a tool to grow and to know Christ more through the children. The spiritual growth is always painful. Physical, you don't feel it. And sometimes even physical, when you, my children were growing, they always had this pain in their legs at night. But physical growth, we usually don't feel it. But spiritual growth, we can feel it. And it's when something is breaking your heart, you feel it. When you have to submit, and it's painful, and this husband again did something wrong, and the wife did something wrong, but because you are precious, you value the God's kingdom and His presence of the Holy Spirit, you humble yourself and you go. You pay this price. This is the price. Is a huge price, and sometimes a great price. To follow God is a great price. If you believe that, come to God, follow God, and you will be happy, you will be rich, and you will be fulfilled in everything. This is not the gospel. It says, take your cross and follow me, and follow in this short, narrow way. To follow in a narrow way. And in some places there is just very narrow, that it's you and him. But you grow through this. You will grow up into the man and woman, free to ready for the any good deed. If you think like this, you seek the God's kingdom, and everything else shall be at when the children are the goal. They become the trap for us. I've been there. It's a burden that's hard to carry. But when they are something that it's at, they are in the right place, and they are free, and you are free, and the God brings us up. And it's not the parents. God teaches. He uses you and me. If we connected to His kingdom, we seeking for His righteousness, God will show the things for your children. He will use you. But God gives the growth. He corrects them. And they will grow. And they will grow to the man and woman. And the last one in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, don't collect the riches here on earth, but get the riches in the heaven. And when we speak about riches, it's not car, house, it's not about only this. It's anything that you value. But he says, get the riches in the heaven. So anything that shall be added, we can use as the riches to collect the riches in heaven. I will explain this. When we look at this riches, what we have, and we don't see it as the product that this gives me value, but as a tool, God, what I can do with these things I have. God, what do you want to do? I've got a house. God, what do you want me to do with this house? When we came to England, we didn't come to get some money to get a house, to get a hairdressing salon for me. And when we didn't thought about church. And when I earned first of my money, I hear God. I didn't come to the church. I wasn't in the church. I didn't hear about the tithes or offerings. But I've heard God saying, put 50 pounds for your parents and send it to your parents. And that day's 50 pounds was very valuable. And you know that you have shorter time and you ask God to save money, and the God says, send it. And what God was doing at that time, he was freeing me from the mamona, from money, from promises that of my goals, what we had. And he teach me to get the riches in heaven, not on earth. And I was writing the letters for my parents, for my friends. In the old days when we were writing the paper letters. And I was sending money. I put the money, at least 20 pounds to send with this letter. And each time when I did this, I felt richer. God blessed us with a house, always, This was and it always was with the people. We were living in a central London. We lived there. In few days, someone gave us this offer, and we had the studio flat in a central London. And this studio flat that was for two people, at some point was six people living there. And it was tight and we were sharing the things. But we didn't think about it. We didn't think that when you share, when you give it to give to others, it was a blessing. when you submit to Christ in what is material, we put our riches in heaven, not in earth. God never asks what you don't have. He just asks what you have. For those who have more, the more will be asked. Today, God asked me more than He was asked 25 years ago. And one day, God asked me to give £1,000 from my bank account. And I know that now I could do it, but long ago I wouldn't do it because I wasn't strong enough in my faith. And you see, the more you give, the more you have. When you understand, and you those things become very useful for the God's kingdom, for the building of the God's kingdom. God can use you. God can add as much as you as He wants, because He knows that you will be channeling. You will be a channel to His blessings. And this never has no end. We may stop here. Today, I believe that the church is not just our church, not this building, but all Christ's body encounters this restructuring, but through all this my Christianity, I couldn't say that I was faithful. From time to time, I was turning into those things that shall be at, and the battles was happening, and there was a death, some kind of death, then the repentance, and God was taking me back to the same place for healing, for freedom, and for moving forward. And I believe that till end of my life, probably will be another testings and temptations to turn again to those things that shall be at with God. He will lead me through.